At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hi everyone, I'm Joanna.
And I'm Jenny.
And this is Hyphenated, the podcast about being in the hyphen. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about parties, which is very appropriate because I'm like so hungover. I can't.
Why are you hungover?
I don't know. I think it's because I'm 31 and I had more, like a glass or two more wine than I should have. And that means that my body hates me. Like, I remember when I was in my 20s, this would never happen because of what I did last night. Like, it was a peaceful evening with wine. It wasn't like a party. And I feel like I feel like I went to a rave, but the only rave present last night was like my Netflix. Like, it wasn't at all exciting, but I'm feeling dead inside.
Well, at least we're partying responsibly in the middle of a pandemic. That's you know, nice.
Also, I feel, well, you've never been hungover, Jenny.
Oh gosh, here we go. Yeah, no, I've never been hungover. I've never been drunk. No, it's not for religious reasons. There's a million reasons, actually, why I don't drink. I'm just a neurotic, paranoid, OCD, and I really did. I had obsessive compulsive disorder as a kid. I'm not just throwing that term around. but also, I have Crohn's disease. Y siempre, you know, I've had gastritis my whole life, and a drop of alcohol pretty much sets me fire like a vampire in church. So.
Like a vampire in church, honey. I don't want to see that for you, you know? No, I feel like I would never, I mean, for me, alcohol is like very much part of my like day-to-day life. Like not every day. I'm not like drinking every day, but like, when I need to meet up with friends, it's like, yeah, let's grab a beer. Let's like, you know, and then I remember when I spent some time in LA, alcohol, it like in New York, the bar culture and the drinking culture is like so ingrained in everything because it's like, what do you do in the winter? We're not going to go on a freaking hike. Do you know what I mean? LA people are like, let's go to the beach. Let's like have some chia seeds while climbing a beautiful mountain. And here it's like, there's nothing
to
do.
That's what we do. We just eat chia seeds. I will say it's a superfood. So
there we go. But it is, I mean, I feel like it's, I'm aware, like when I spent that time in LA and like drinking was not part of my life, I was way healthier. I was feeling better, but it's just unsustainable for me. Like I'm not going to lie to myself. Like I will always want a glass of wine instead of a hike.
I mean, that's also Miami culture, but we don't have the weather to use as an excuse because it's always like a steady 85 degrees.
Yeah.
So,
dude, but I feel like Miami culture, I don't think New York culture is like party. I think New York culture is bar culture. It's having a quiet conversation about Nietzsche while like drinking wine. I feel like that's very New York. But
Miami is just the party horn embodied. Like if Miami, like if that noise
that is just, that's
to
Miami.
A city. Yes. El pito.
El pito,
which I know pito means something else in other countries. I apologize. I'm not talking about penis. Thank you.
Well, you know, this is like such an appropriate introduction because me and you have always like ended up talking about how our families and how our culture parties. Because inherently partying and celebrations is a reflection of culture. And for me, you know, I very recently, because of the pandemic, I was at my parents' house and we started watching like videos of my first and second birthday party. And I was like, dude, this is not a first birthday party. This is a bunch of 30-year-old parents getting lit, like getting drunk with each other while like the children are napping. Like what 1-year-old party is this? Like literally the video is like, where's Joanna? Oh, she's napping. Anyway, let the party continue. And it's like, it isn't really like from the beginning of our lives, I feel partying makes itself known as a priority for parents, not for kids. I think that's part of Latin culture.
It's a way of being like, mira, look what I did for my daughter. I threw her this, you know, party on, you know, in McDonald's and the play, like, whatever. I can't wait to talk about birthday parties specifically later on, because I've had every kind of birthday party. And I had everything from like the typical McDonald's birthday parties to the, like, Miami is like park culture, like tropical park. And like, all the kids would come and there would be like pony rides, and like Latinos in general, especially in Miami, love throwing giant barbecue clown infested pachangas at the park, at like the mm-hmm. local park.
Mm-hmm. No, but like, so I celebrated my 6th birthday party in Potomac, Maryland, because I lived there for a couple years as a kid. So, you know, there's the family videos of my birthday parties in Venezuela, which was like 1 to 5, and they were all just like adults having fun and barbecues and like, yes, a weird clown in the corner, and like they just like put all the children in like a playpen and just left us there. And then,
or a bounce house.
Or it was a bounce house.
The bounce house.
Yes. And like there's a band and a DJ, and it's like I'm 2 and I can't walk still. Like I was a late bloomer. And I, you know, and then I look at my videos from my 6th birthday party in the States, and my parents, like my mom had like invited the parents to come, but the parents were like, no, like we don't want to go to your kid's birthday party. So my
mom
was like,
wait. Drop off Susan. Yeah. Thank you. And we're going to go do our shopping while Susan plays and you're.
Literally. Party. And she was like, wait. And my dad was like, no, dude, like here, it's the birth. Like the birthday is the children's party. Like, so they were like, oh, I guess we'll go to an ice skating rink. And my parents were miserable. It was just like 10 children and them taking care of 9 other kids that weren't theirs. And I had the time. That was the best birthday party I've ever, because it was for me.
Skating rink.
You know?
Yes, yeah. It was your day.
But I, you know, now that like I'm closer to being a parent than being a child, I'm like, oh my God, I totally understand why my parents hated throwing birthdays for me in the States, like especially in the Northeast, not in Miami. I never, you know, celebrated my birthday in Miami. Like in the Northeast, they were like, it's all so geared towards the children. And then my mom was like, and the weirdest part is like in the invitations, you have to, like, it's pickup time. So it's like 1 to 4. And like for her, putting a limit on like the time the party ends was a traumatic experience for her. She was like, I don't understand why like people want to know when to pick their children. But like, I want the children gone. But like, what if you guys are having fun? Like they have to come pick them up at 4, like on the dot. And that was like, I think for my mom, the biggest like parental culture shock was birthday parties specifically.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So my mom was all about, she was the opposite. She's like, I'm gonna, because for her, she didn't have a lot growing up. Like my grandparents were poor always, you know, even in the States, like they, you know, my grandfather was pinto casa. He worked at the airport. You know, my mm-hmm. abuela, like, you know, worked in a factory. They had like a third or fourth grade education. So my mom and my uncle really never had any big birthday parties or anything. So even though my parents were always, I would say they're classified as lower middle class, my mom would save all her quilitos just to throw me and my sister birthdays. My mom went all out. Like, she poured her heart and soul into every single party my sister and I had, even though we really didn't have that kind of money. Buonasita, you know?
Versus my mom, who was like, I guess we're going to do a freaking boring Barbie-themed party instead of having whiskey at 11 a.m. Okay.
Your mom wanted the typical, like, bathtub full of beers
and
pachanga, mariachi, whatever you call it, but mostly for adult. I mean, I'm going to be honest. A lot of Miami Cuban parties were like that too. A lot of our neighbors would throw those kind of birthday parties for their kids. And as long as they had the bounce house, that's it. That's all that they needed to keep the kids content was that freaking bounce house from hell. And then the adults were able to pachanguear and get drunk and whatever they wanted to do.
Dude, but that's literally the strategy. And every party, all of the videos, there's one thing at the party, one element that it's the sole purpose is to keep the children busy in the corner and just
keep
let them
away from the
just keep them away. And there was always like one accident, like one cousin's mouth bled, like every
oh
video.
My god, like, that reminds always me of an injury.
There was always, or like a trampoline, and it was always like a mildly bad idea, like to have a bunch of drunk adults and then children jumping or like an obstacle course. It was just like two things that don't go together in every party. But I feel like in every sense, Latin America is better at celebrations, period. Like, that is just an objective truth. Objective truth.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. We did it all. Like, it was just lively and fun. And I'm going to be real. Look, kids love pizza, but I never had. I mean, sometimes some of my parties did have pizza, but most of the time it was pastelitos wrapped in cellophane because of the mosquitoes. Florida. ¿Qué más? We had arroz imperial. We had a lot of times, you know, people be bringing out the cajachina and stuff, you know, like roasting a whole ass pig at a kid's birthday party, which can also be traumatic. But anyway.
why are you vegetarian again? Like, jump cut to all your birthdays with like a pig on a stick with a
manzana in his mouth. flattened pig body just roasting away. But yeah, like una comelata is what we would say. Una gran comelata. Mm-hmm. You know, lots of croqueticas, those little mini croquetas. Oh, those would go in 2 seconds. And we'd go to our local Cuban bakery. So that was like a staple. Like, we had good-ass food and good-ass music.
But because it's like, which I now, as an adult, I understand, is like, back home and in Miami, for you it's Miami, for me it was Venezuela, like, family and friends were the priority in life. Like,
yes,
that was the number one most important thing. And family was enormous. You know, while here in the States, my American friends are like, oh my God, you talk to your cousins? And I'm like, I literally talk to my cousins every day on my WhatsApp chat. And we send really disturbing stickers to each other. And so when birthdays would come along, like, it was a celebration of dozens of people related to you. And then the friends and then the kids of the friends of the parents, like it is for like the representation of how like while the States I feel is an incredibly individualistic culture, mm-hmm. And people leave their homes to go, you know, to college in another place and then they work in another place, so they're kind of like isolated and alone from the rest of their family. Like, in Latin America, in Venezuela, like, you don't leave your house. Like, the parties are representation of how wide our social circle and our family circle maintains itself, how mm-hmm. many people are involved in our day-to-day life. And, you know, looking at these videos, I could not help but feel like utterly nostalgic.
especially right now that we're so isolated.
Totally.
I mean, I miss it. I miss that so much. Like, that's something that has definitely been missing from my life. I mean, pandemic aside, since moving to LA, mm-hmm. right? Like, you're not surrounded by, and obviously LA has a lot of rich, you know, Latino culture as well. But I mean, it's not my family.
No, right? It's not.
So that's all in South Florida for me. So if I really mm-hmm. want to experience like a Latino pachanga birthday party extravaganza, it's going to be in Miami.
Yeah, where your crazy Latino family is.
Where my family is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I was actually remembering, because my friend, he recently actually went back home for his niece's baptism. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, that's so sad that like you're gonna not like have a crazy baptism party because of the pandemic. And he's like, what? I'm like, the big party you have with like hundreds of people after baptism where you all get drunk, right? Like, that's part of, isn't that part of like Christian culture? I don't know. And he's like, there's water on the head of the baby and then that's it.
You call it a day, you go home.
And I was like, wait, I thought baptisms were like weddings.
Like, mira, que, like I feel parties. Like I've gotten married 20 times by now. You know, by the time it was my actual wedding, I'm like, been there, done that, bought
wait,
the gown.
Wait, what are your all your baby weddings? What like what okay, were they? Your baptism? Baby,
my baptism, my first birthday, my first communion, my confirmation, my quinceañera.
Isn't it kind of creepy that every culture has their version of this girl is now a woman? Let's introduce her to society. Like, isn't it weird we still do that?
A little bit. I mean, listen. I think you can equally appreciate the splendor of it all and the traditions and you know, but also criticize.
I mean, I love it. I think it's so. I mean, I loved mi quinceañera was so much fun. I had so much fun. Also, what I loved about it is I didn't, like, for my bat mitzvah, I had to study and read the Torah and do this, and then I just had to turn 15. It was really great.
Like, you literally just had to exist. And I just had to. This pachanga was brought to you.
It was brought to me. I had to do I don't know if you did a waltz, like, oh, the yeah. waltz with your dad is, like,
we did the Blue Danube.
Oh my God, I think I did the same.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, I did that with my dad. And
did you do baile de la sorpresa?
¿Cuál es esa?
Baile de sorpresa is usually like, because the whole thing is super formal and boring.
Yeah.
And like, these poor boys, I'm sorry, like the chambelanes, like they don't know how to, most of them don't know how to dance and they look like little robot boys. Like
it's
little,
really
little,
sweet, yeah.
Little tin soldiers and they're like awkward, you know? Yes. And so then el baile de sorpresa is like, bitch, I'm about to go. And it's usually like some like hip hop song or like merengue or like, like, you start, like, twerking and shit. Like, that's el baile de sorpresa.
¿Es el baile de sorpresa?
I guess because it gives all the old ladies at the party a patatus of, like, ay!
But I love that. But mine and all the ones I went to, which, by the way, mine was pretty tame because since I had a bat mitzvah, my quinceaños was, like, I did my bat mitzvah in Boston. And then I went back to Venezuela. My mom's like, well, we have to throw her a party, like, with her new friends. The ones that will last, because I'm not friends with anyone from middle school anymore. Mm-hmm. And so we did it really tame, but it's still a DJ and still like, you know, but my friends is like 15 años were insane. Like literally bands, like they would invite really famous bands to perform. And I mean, it was like, it was, tiraban la casa por la ventana. They would throw the house through the window. Is that what it is? Is that the same?
I don't know if I'm familiar with that saying.
Well, it's like they, como que they went all out.
Oh yeah, they went
threw
all
the
out,
house
yeah.
out the window. That's how intense the los quinceaños were. But
oh my gosh, yes.
But like los quinceaños was like the parents of my friends were invited to. Like
yeah,
it was a multi generational party. But then you look at like Sweet 16 and MTV, and it's like just a sea of children grinding together.
Yes, yes.
And I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Like, it looks like a prom. A Sweet 16 just reminds me of every prom.
It's just ever. Prom. It's child-centric. Like, the parents aren't really involved, mm-hmm. you know? Versus, like, quinceaños, it's you dance with your dad.
I would love to, like, do a quick rundown, though, of like what yours was like. And because there's so many different steps to a quinceañera. Like, there's, it's almost like you're going to watch a live performance. Mm-hmm. Like, some people even have, like, pamphlets with, like, the order of events.
I feel like yours was probably way more traditional. Mm. Because my parents were like, we're not going to plan a crazy thing. We did your bat mitzvah, bitch. Like, we're done.
I had a videographer and a photographer and... Before the 15th, before the actual event, like months prior, me and my best friends went to La Playa and rented a limousine and like did terrible poses in front of palm trees.
Oh my God, really, Jenny. Corny, oh my God, songs. Jenny, I did the same. Oh my God, I forgot about this.
We need to share the videos.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. There is a freaking, oh, it's so embarrassing. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I have a poster. I had a photographer come and take like model pictures of me.
And yes, me too. Were they on the beach as well?
They were like in a tropical paradise. And I like thought I looked so hot and like, oh my God, I would look, I was like, I'm a model, like I'm modeling. And it was, the pictures were all over the party. Oh my God, it's so embarrassing. Oh my God, I forgot about that, Jenny.
Girl, I'm sorry that I had to make you relive that. But I also did have a giant bikini photo.
No, bikini?
Con uña postiza, like those fake acrylics that I never wear. With like little diamonds on them because we like to be extra with the little fake diamonds on the
acrylic. You were 15,
acrylic.
Right? 15
I was
doing
15
this.
Years old.
Okay.
As many people would call una mojona de mierda.
Una mojona de mierda.
Una mojona, like swearing that I'm like 25. On the beach. And then, yeah, like me, I was wearing like... typical early 2000s like triangle top con mi barriga fuera, little shorts and like chancletas with me and my best friends, and like I chose like the weirdest songs, like Lens, Will You Steal My Sunshine, that
wait,
one hit wonder.
Wait, you did a video? So I did a photo shoot. You did a video shoot?
No, I did. Girl, I did. My mom went so all out. Like, I went to the Biltmore Hotel. I went to Vizcaya for actual traditional quinceañera photos. But then I did a beach photo shoot. And then I did a beach video with my girlfriends.
For fun?
Really,
did you play
awkward...
it anywhere?
Yes. So the whole point of the video is that it gets shown at the event itself, along with a PowerPoint presentation with really terrible, God. Like, transitions of me going from, like, fetus to mujer. Like, really embarrassing photos of my childhood just being displayed on a screen.
Jenny,
and then you need
to post this somewhere.
I have it digitized. I have my whole quinceañera.
Of course you have it digitized.
Digitized. Of course. It's content.
Oh, oh, that's so, it's so cringy. Why is it so extra? I was so extra.
Don't know.
You were so extra.
I don't know. Like, what did we do? I didn't accomplish anything of significance by the age of 15.
I was also like, I had never kissed a boy. What do you mean introduce me to society? For what? What society? I'm going to go back to high school on Monday.
I know.
Also, you know, I don't know. I've seen La Quinceañera in Mexico, and it's like, that is completely different.
It's very different. They do misa. Like, I didn't do misa.
No, they go to church?
Yeah. Traditionally, especially with Mexican quinceañeras, they do misa first and then the party. Most Cubans just did a party.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think just Venezuelans just do a party too.
Yeah.
Because like, any excuse. You know what I mean? Any excuse to party, we gotcha. It's like any freaking excuse. Look at December. Look at Christmas, entre comillas, Navidad in Venezuela was like everyone got like when I started like a corporate job in America, I'm like, oh, we have like what, like at least 2 weeks off, like, and that's like really little time, right, for our mm-hmm. for our festivities, and they're like, no, you get the 25th off and then the first, and I'm like, those are 2 days.
And like most Americans are like, okay, it's December 26th, time to take down the tree, and then Latinos are like, we gotta keep our shit up for another 2 weeks because Los Reyes Magos.
Literally they're just trying to find a way. They're like in everything trying to find a way to extend the party. It's like, well, we celebrated Jesus, but like, what? Wait. What about those three dudes? What about those three dudes? We can't ignore the three dudes. Like, that'd be unfair. Come on, let's. We gotta wait two more weeks. Because the
yep,
dudes.
And then we got Lo Mexicano that go above and beyond with La Rosca, and there's like a plastic baby in it.
And whoever gets the baby doesn't have, don't they have to like host an enormous party as a result?
So whoever gets the plastic baby in La Rosca has to host a party in February.
That's like, that is a month after. They're like, all right, we'll all be depressed. So we got to make a party in February and we got to force someone to host it. How we're going to do it? We're going to do it in a fun way. We're going to put a plastic baby in a piece of bread. Like, what is that?
In a piece of bread that's multicolored and like has all kinds of frutas on it. And it's just like, woo.
Meanwhile, like my American friends are like, oh my God, we love Christmas Eve. But we don't party on Christmas Eve.
What do they do? What do American people do?
I don't know. I think they just wake up and open presents and then have like eggnog. And I'm like, that's it. But like me, I'm like, oh my God, it's the 24th. El 24. I got to go get lit. Like, I'm a Jew, but like 24th is, we all have a party and fireworks.
Bro,
and my American friends are like, but we don't get the day off of the 24th. We celebrate the 25th. Because it's Christmas Eve. I'm like, because exactly. It's nighttime. Party time, bitches. Like, where's the party? Where is the party? It's like, well, it's Jesus's birthday. I'm like, exactly. Have we learned nothing?
You know,
in this conversation, I had planned to bring up weddings, but we've been talking for forever and we only reached like los 15 años, like the year 15 in our lives. And then like Christmas, we haven't even gotten to weddings yet. And weddings is a complete other like cultural phenomenon. And like, it is mind blowing. The wedding culture for both of us planning our weddings was mind blowing. But I guess we're going to have to leave that for another episode because we don't have any more time.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
But I think we should get to the words, right? So, Jenny, before we conclude this episode, I wanted to teach you some words, Spanish words for hangover. Since you've never been hungover, and have, and currently am, I wanted to teach you some words from different places. Okay, I'm gonna teach you four words for hangover. One of them isn't real, and you have to tell me which of those four Spanish words for hangover is not real, because all the other ones are real. Okay?
Okay, okay.
So the first word, Central American, is cruda, which just means raw. Because that's how you feel when you wake up. You're just like not cooked yet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Second word, Venezuelan word, enratonado or enratted or to be a rat. Okay? Third word, Colombian word, enguayabado, to be a guayaba, to be like a guayaba. I don't know why. I don't know por qué la guayaba. I don't know what is the element of the guayaba that is particular. But that is another word for hangover. And then the fourth word is Chilean word. And that word is politicando, which is that when you wake up, you feel so like sick and feel bad about the decisions you made. You became a politician. Like you wake up a politician.
Oh, Jesus.
Which of those are fake? Which one of those is fake?
Well, I've heard enratonado. Is that the one you're saying?
Enratonado, yeah.
I've heard enratonado. And I have heard the guayaba one.
Okay.
I don't know why. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them that it's a real one, but the politicando?
Yeah, that's fake. That's so fake. Literally, that was my improv. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I'm panicking. I don't know. I'm have to make one up. Make it chile, because she'll just maybe believe it.
Well, I actually, so I had no idea how Cubans described it, and I looked it up, and I could be wrong, but it's resaca.
Resaca, sí.
Resaca. Which is
like, isn't that like, es lo mismo, o sea, it's a tide, right?
Yeah, regression of waves.
Which is like, it's appropriate, because like, if you feel not strong, you feel like you're just, like, you know, being pulled into bed.
Resaca de las
like
olas.
A wave. Yeah, yeah. 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 Must feel good that your life decisions have caused you to never feel like you're raw. You're a wave that's in retreat. You're a guayaba or a rat. You've never felt those things. I felt all of those things, especially after, like, the quinceañeras in my family.
You're like, this makes sense. I feel like a rat who ate a bunch of guayabas.
No, truly. That's how I feel right now, Jenny. I don't know if you can tell.
Actually, no. You're doing a great job.
I'm getting used to it.
You're doing a really good job being a ratonada.
Dude, I'd love for our listeners to maybe send us some words of, like, for hangover that they know. And, like, it doesn't even have to be Spanish. Just, like, I'm sure German has some weird freaking word, or Japanese. Like, I would love to hear. So, guys, if you guys have a word for hangover that you think we should learn, please email it to us at hyphenated@pitaya.fm. That is hyphenated@pitaya.fm. And me and Jenny will be reading your emails. Please don't send us dick pics.
I'll just respond with a very angry photo of abuela.
That's perfect. See that. Oh, I love that idea. All right, Jenny, I'm going to go nap because I truly feel like a trash goblin. I would love the word trash goblin to mean hangover in English.
That's just a way for Americans to say it. Trash goblin.
Oh, I'm so trash goblin today.
I feel like a total trash goblin. I feel like such a fucking trash goblin right now. And Ashley Ling, I had so many fucking shots.
All right, Jenny, peace. Bueno. I'm gonna go die now.
Bueno, mija. Good luck. Bye.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.